This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back. If you've gone fishing, and I am not much of a fisherman, but this is pretty much the best analogy for how marketing works, whether you are selling a house, or whether you're selling a car, or whether you're selling a grill. You have to paint the use of the thing you're trying to sell. And ultimately, salesmanship is creating the perception of value in the mind of a consumer. And there is time necessary in some cases when you're selling some houses in order for you to find the right messaging to sell the value of what it is that you're offering. And changing up everything that you're doing in marketing is sometimes critical. In other words, a demolition of what you originally did to approach a property. What does this mean? Well, let me give you an example. As I said before the break, I put a house on the market for 2.375 and sold it within, I think it was three and a half or four weeks on the market, and we got 2.3 for it. The house had been on the market on and off for 5 or 6 years, and the last sale price, list price that the property had been at, which had gotten no interest, I saw the value right there and I told the seller, let's not change the price, and we sold it very quickly. But I've got other properties that are not seeing that kind of activity, and it's concerning to myself and also to my client when you are in the luxury marketplace. It can be concerning that you're not seeing traffic through, right? Would you not say that people not walking through your house is probably like, you know, about the lowest point you could be in as a seller? Let's back it up. Let's think about it. How do people find real estate? They look online first, 99% of the time. They might see a sign. They may be driving through now, maybe because some schools are back open. And like, I've got a really great house that's in McLean that, actually, I got a couple of gorgeous homes in McLean, one that's literally a block from the Potomac School that I've mentioned on the show that's listed for $1,750,000. That's scrumptious, beautiful, backing up to an extension of Pimmett Run. And it is just a lovely, lovely home. And that's on Longmeadow, 6129 Longmeadow. And I've got another one on Calder, 1375 Calder. And what we're experiencing there is, in both cases, we're getting some interest online. The traffic to see the property is there, but the buyers are not responding necessarily by coming through in large numbers. So my position as the seller's agent is to figure out what the messaging should be. How can we change our messaging? Because the price for the square footage for both properties, it's there. How can we change people's perception? I personally think that in one case, we're going to just change up our photography of the outside of the home, of the front of the property, to change how people perceive the house. And this is just the reality. Sometimes you can't get a good straight-on shot of a house. You have to take it from a side angle because of a large tree in front. And that can make a home focus your attention more on a garage at the front than on the front door. And so just changing that, maybe even to just focus on the front door of the house and not on the body of the whole front, sometimes that's where you need to go. So it's an important consideration to change the lure like you do when you're fishing on any house. I'm confident we're going to sell both houses. It's just a question of figuring out what is the messaging and where do we need to tweak? Because price is surely not the only thing, right? Like I like to say, price is what you pay, value is what you get. And when you have a home that is priced correctly based upon the value proposition and is still not getting the traction, if the overall market has fallen apart, and like we did back in 08 and 9 and 10, well, you can't fight the market. When the market died, it literally died. And if you wanted to sell, you had to immediately price adjust your home 10%. Seriously. And then the next year, you had to price adjust it again by another 5 or 6% below what the previous year was. In fact, homes were falling for 2 to 3 years. The good news for both homeowners is that the market has continued to rise and the inventory of homes in their price range in McLean is not high. It's tight. And they've got beautiful homes to offer. So when I'm listing a house and it's taking a little bit longer to sell, like I chatted earlier about the house at 713 West Montgomery, we've had some 65 showings through that property. And it's attractive. It's a large house, but it's on a busy street. And so that's a location issue, even though the value is clearly there for the house itself. We just have to change the lure, focus our attention. We just modified some of the language, made it more of a focus on the accessory dwelling unit potential. And that's just thrown a bunch of new prospective buyers who want to see the property. So be creative. If you've ever been salmon fishing, I went once up in New York State, went to Fanny's Bait and Tackle. And while I was there, I got myself a plastic bib box that you keep different lures in. And I'm not a fly fisherman of any great merit, but I can do it. And, you know, the question is just one day you might have the salmon who are biting on a fly lure, not a real fly, but a fly lure. And 3 hours later, they're not biting on the fly lure anymore. You've got to change the lure with some kind of a worm or something else in order to catch the fish. And the next day, it's going to be different again. And I found that while I was fishing, I might have to change the lure 3, 4, 5 times in order to get a fish to start biting. Because the fish didn't see the value in a fly the way they did the day before. And now, if you look at the condominium market in some parts of our city, the market has softened, and that's just really due to COVID. And now the proposition for purchasing outside of the District of Columbia in the suburbs has become a much bigger draw. We see a lot of buyers coming from D.C. buying up in Montgomery and Fairfax counties and out in PG. Well, I promised you I was going to talk about luxury marketing, and I've talked a little bit about it and how you have to change the lure, but what I haven't done is giving you my predictions. We have seen an acceleration in pricing this fall. Even in August and September, prices have continued to creep up for houses that are at $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000, even $900,000 and $1 million. And what that does is it puts pressure on the houses that are higher than that, even at 1.3, 1.4. Because the closer that what this year $1 million would have gotten you back in February, now it's going to cost you $1,080,000 for the same house. And something that was at $1,001,000, it might be at $1,170,000. And then as you get closer and closer to 1.5 million, you do not see that same acceleration to the upside quite yet. But after this year and this pressure, and we go into next spring and prices are pushing higher, because I think they will, you'll see that pressure and you'll see the acceleration of it up between 1.5 and 2 million. And that's going to happen quickly because there's a big gap. There's not a whole lot between 1.5 and about $6 million. There's just not that many houses up for sale. So once that gap closes, it's going to close in the next gap, which is 2 to 2.5, and the next one between 2.5 and 3, or 2.5 and 3.5. And so over the next, I believe, 3 years, we will see the overall real estate market have seen a complete recovery. And that does not mean if you bought a home for $6 million in 2005, that you're going to sell it for $6 million. It means the market will have recovered and will see prices rising as opposed to falling flat in the luxury market. Will it take that long? Will it take necessarily 3 years? No. Frankly, it could happen like it happened this year on everything at $1,000,001, $1,000,002, and south of that. It could go in 1 year. Next year, we could see houses at $3.2 million. All of a sudden, that's undervalued, even though it may not be selling right now. Well, if you want to talk real estate, or you're interested in selling or buying, please call my group, the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster Realtors. This is my 33rd year, and I have a fantastic group, 10 agents licensed in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, both on buyer agency and seller agency. And I've trained all of them to do the business the way that I communicate this business to you here on the show. Time has come. You're thinking about selling next year. You'd like to get a free market evaluation. Call us now. Again, that toll-free number is 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. I appreciate you tuning in today. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.